Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will show Israel no mercy as aerial attacks on both sides extend into a sixth day. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has demanded Iran's unconditional surrender, saying the US knows the location of Iran's supreme leader, but will not target him for now. On Friday, Israel launched a large attack targeting Iran's military leadership, along with its nuclear and military sites. Israel says the attack was a response to its belief Iran is on the verge of developing a nuclear weapon, something denied by Iran, which says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. A warning, this story contains graphic content related to a sexual assault that occurred in New South Wales. Police have described the alleged rape of a teenage girl in New South Wales as a degrading and shocking crime. Two men and two boys have been charged over the alleged gang rape of a 17-year-old in Liverpool in Sydney's southwest. The assault allegedly took place over a six-hour period in the girl's car after she was initially approached at a shopping centre by a 16-year-old boy who was unknown to her. The four teenagers have been charged with multiple offences, including aggravated sexual assault and sexual intercourse without consent. Police Sex Crimes Squad Commander Superintendent Jane Doherty says the alleged crime is alarming and could not have been predicted.
The young girl in this case was just talking to a young boy, as you can in our society. That's the way we meet people. The victim in this case did nothing wrong. She's done exactly what any young lady would be doing.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says after talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit, Australia will officially begin negotiations with the European Union on a security and defence partnership. The deal does not have military deployment obligations. Mr Albanese says he had constructive talks with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa at the G7 summit, and this new deal will open new defence procurement opportunities for both sides.
We see this as an important framework for our current and future cooperation in areas like defence industry, cyber and counter-terrorism, and we will have our respective ministers progress that over coming weeks, but we hope to conclude those discussions pretty quickly.
Mr Albanese says progress is being made on a free trade deal and he hopes to see that bear fruit soon. And in golf, Australia's women's golf stars are praising the increased prize money for the Women's PGA Championship in Texas this Sunday. Former champion Hannah Green and dual major winner Minji Lee will spearhead a 9-strong Australian challenge vying for a monster $18.5 million in prize money. Like at the US Open earlier this month, Sunday's winner is set to receive a huge $3.7 million prize after officials on Wednesday morning revealed a 15% increase in this year's total prize pool. Commenting on the news, Australian professional golfer Karis Davidson says women's golf is growing and trending in the right direction. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.